This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Iams. Leroy explains how you can be a salt block Christian. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Iams.
Listen to Revelation chapter 21, verse 17. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life." Here is a threefold invitation given by the Holy Spirit, speaking through the Word of God, by the Bride of Christ, His Church, and by those who have already responded to Christ. And to whom is this invitation given? To all who are thirsty. As I studied this passage, I thought back to an experience of my childhood. When I was a kid, growing up on the farm in Iowa, my dad would scatter large blocks of salt in the pasture where the milk cows grazed. Apparently, these cows needed salt that was not in their grain and their hay. So my dad would place a half a dozen or so of these salt blocks where the cattle would find them. The cow would lick the salt and get what her diet lacked. But even as a kid, I noticed there was a pattern in it all. Shortly after the cow went to the salt lick, she would head for the water tank. The salt made her thirsty. And that is exactly what Jesus Christ wants of His people. The way we live and the words we say should make the non-Christians around us thirsty for God. And let me remind you that your home, your lifestyle, and your response to the difficulties of life can be very attractive to the non-Christian. I recall a family that was making an effort to lead one of their friends to Christ. They did all the usual things, witnessed to the man, even took him to an event where he heard the gospel preached. Then one week, they invited the guy over to their home for dinner. The family did absolutely nothing special, just went about as they normally did. The kids were friendly and talkative at the meal, and the father led in prayer of thanksgiving for the food, and the kids helped with the dishes and did their homework and then scurried off to bed. Later that night, the man called and said he had become a Christian. The thing that convinced him of his need for Christ was the way that family lived. In the same way, I challenge you to be a salt lick, a salt block Christian in 1989, making people thirsty for God. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Iams.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a fresh and interesting look at God's openness and acceptance on Daily Discipleship.